We like to take it away. We're just not getting enough of them. We need to do better there. We have gotten a couple turnovers in the last couple games, helped our offense. We need to do more, that's for sure.
Dick, somebody said to me, and I can't remember precisely what it was, that someone on the interceptions, it's the way the backs play, that it's their backs are to the ball rather than like the cover two kind of all the time. No?
Well, man, that might be true to a certain extent. We've been playing some people. We wanted to challenge them and get up close, and our guys have been doing a good job of that. And we did. Ike did get a good pick and had a good chance to have a double pick game, but we still want interceptions. We don't care whether we're off or up or whatever. And it's what we're working on.
Get some film out and show them what you used to do?
I remind them sometimes, yeah.
Because you talk about Casey Hampson mentioned the fact that Kansas City plays a 3-4, maybe preparing for you guys maybe a little easier for the Chiefs, especially with, you know, Jamal Charles and the way he's been running the football.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. That's their in-house defense. They see that from training camp. They see it every snap. They know the 3-4. They know the pluses and the minuses and the plays to run. So it'll be us against them, though. It's going to come down to that. But it certainly won't hurt them any that their team plays a 3-4 defense. I think that's accurate.
Yeah, and some guys also talked about the fact that you number one in defense, you number one gets passed, but they feel over the past few games in particular that the run defense has really showed up a little bit. Can you talk about that?
Did you say we were number one against the pass? Mm-hmm. Yet the question I got was about we don't have any interceptions. Well, we must be doing something right back there. I had to throw that in there,
that's
Eddie.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, the running defense has definitely picked up. The defense has picked up, and we got a ways to go. But they've been working hard in practice. It's where we said we needed to work, and you know, there's a lot of football left to play. But right now, we're getting better, and that's what we need to do. We need to continue to improve, and I think that's true of all phases of our defense. And we definitely need to improve on the turnovers. You're right, Eddie.
You're number one overall too in yards allowed.
Oh. I think I was aware of that. Yeah.
Is
thank you, Ed.
Picking it up a little bit? And why is that? Is it because a couple of new guys are settling in, maybe?
Well, I think we led the league in pass yards last year,
yes,
too.
We did.
And these guys are young, some of them. A lot of the corners are very young. And we're optimistic about the future. And in the meanwhile, we got to keep working every day to keep getting a little bit better, but you know, it's halfway through the year, and you have to do something right. I will give them that for sure, to be number one halfway through in pass defense. So we need to continue on that. It doesn't mean anything, really. All we got to do is get a big win this Monday night.
Probably a lot of people wondering how you can do that with Troy being out six games. How can you do that?
Well, I know this. We're better when Troy's in there. I'm looking forward to when he gets back. But the guys that have stepped in for him have done a great job.
Could, aside from working hard, have you done anything to tweak you know, the rush defense at all, or some things that you're doing differently that you didn't do in the early part of the season?
Well, we try to stay current with our defense. And if we're having trouble in an area, we try to do things to maybe help them a little bit. We hope we can. If it's going great, we don't mess with it. So we try to reinforce strength and eliminate our errors, and we think we'll be pretty good.
Dick, have James Harrison and Lamar Woodley, are they starting to come together as far as how their play has developed the last couple of games? I mean, James was injured at the beginning part of the year, and Lamar's kind of had that little nagging.
You know, not to make excuses, but I said early in the year we had a lot of guys that had not played any off-season football at all, no coaching sessions, no training camp. And those guys are starting to get their football conditioning going and their football muscles going, and I think that's definitely a factor in our improvement. And Lamar and James Harrison are two big, big factors in that equation, without doubt. And we're looking forward to getting Troy back out there.
I think are Bo and Baldwin very similar, aside from perhaps some of the nuances that Bo has through some more playing time?
I think that's a fair statement. They're big, strong receivers with tremendous ball-catching skill. And that makes it difficult to defend because they got one on each side of the formation and they can throw it up there. You can be in pretty good shape, but they like their chances of coming down with it, and they trust them, and they do that quite a bit. So they're a challenge, no question about it, but they are similar type receivers, yes.
How about stopping Jamal? I think the last time you guys played against them, Charles kind of hurt you more with pass catching and kick returning, didn't he?
Well, he can hurt you in any of those phases. He's a great runner. You just can't let the guy get daylight because he's gone. And, New Orleans was doing a great job and was leading and had a pretty good lead. And in two snaps, he erased it. He went 90 with one and 50 with the next. So, I mean, it's on video what he can do. You don't have to tell our guys. They've seen it.
Dick, when you're not getting the sack production from the outside and or waiting for them to get into their football shape, is there anything you do to compensate or do you have to adjust in any form?
Well, I said earlier we try to adjust our defense to what we're seeing and the guys that we got out there. Sometimes we do a better job than that than others, and I wish I did better more often, but we're not going to sit there if we're having trouble. We're going to try a different combination of defenses, yes, but nothing radical or anything. The players have to deliver, and they've done that.
I think when a team turns the ball over as much as they've done so far this year, I mean, I know you try to create turnovers every game, but can you sense that? Is there anything you can take advantage of there to try to force more with a team that's been skittish already?
Well, I don't know about that. We coach every week to create the turnovers, but they have video evidence that this team has had some problems in the turnover area. Hopefully that will spur us to be more aggressive at the football and knock it loose and to get on it. We've done better in that in recent weeks, and we certainly need to improve, continue to improve there. But, these guys are professional NFL, professional football players, and I know their coaches are on them, so they're going to make that turnover go away. I'm hoping they don't make it go away till the next game after ours.
Dick, we had talked 3 weeks or a month ago, and you were stressing trust the defense, trust your teammate, trust yourself, play ball. How were you able to get that message conveyed as well as it's apparently
well,
been conveyed?
We coach the same every day, but we didn't like the numbers we had, and we wanted to make them go away, and they're doing better at that. And the only way to make them better is to get out here on the practice field and execute and trust the defense. We have enough veteran players, I think, that they trust each other, and they're getting better. We got a ways to go, but they're getting better.
And how much of an edge is it for you? They were talking during the Giants game about Eli studying 2008 and seeing a lot of the same guys. Castle brought it up in the conference call this week. He sees a lot of the same guys from 2010. That continuity that you've had here, how valuable is that to you?
Well, I think it's very valuable. I mean, we can do things during the game that you couldn't do with a young group. These guys, you can talk to them and say, hey, let's take a look at this, take a look at that. And they don't need 10 snaps on the practice field. They're going out there and do a pretty good job of it.